There are four major changes ahead in 2025, and this year will change the retirement landscape for us all. So the four changes I will talk about, they are state pensions, pension super funds, auto-enrollment, and finally, one I'm really interested in, which is the creation of the pensions dashboard. So let's start with the state pension. Significant changes to the state pension are coming in April 2025. A 4.1% increase in pension payments aims to provide at least some essential relief as retirees navigate the rising costs of living. However, these updates are more than just a higher pension amount. So there's various pension reforms that are also anticipated, and understanding the implications of these so important for retirement planning. I mean, things just like eligibility and payment schedules, they're really important. And these adjustments could alter the financial landscape for many retirees. It's important to take some proactive steps now to maximize your benefits and secure a stable retirement. So staying informed will obviously help you navigate these upcoming changes more effectively. Now, many people with private pension pots will actually exhaust their pension pots within 20 years of retirement, and that may leave them with just a state retirement in their very later years. So let's examine the basics of the state pension increase. So it's a planned 4.1% increase, and this is meant to assist pensioners in coping with the rise in living expenses, equating to an additional £473 per year for those on the full EU state pension. However, the actual amount you can receive will differ based on your national insurance contributions and the number of qualifying years you have. So those with consistent contributions are more likely to receive the full amount, while gaps can lead to lower pensions. So be aware of any gaps you may have. A quick internet search will take you to the correct .gov.uk page, but also I'll put a link in the description, so please have a look. The 4.1% increase is particularly vital for any pensioners who depend solely on the state pension, as these extra funds will help cover daily expenses and healthcare costs. Yet, it's essential to recognise that although the increase is above inflation, which is at the moment 2.6%, it may not entirely counterbalance the increases in living costs, which affect everything from groceries to utilities. Pensioners need to plan ahead and explore additional financial strategies or benefits to supplement their income for a comfortable retirement. So beyond the state pension increase, there are other pension-related changes expected in 2025. There will be further support for pension credits, and this is absolutely crucial for low-income pensioners. And this, again, is expected to rise by 4.1% to help those who depend on it to address very basic living costs, really. Also, married couples and those in civil partnerships may receive an increased allowance, and this will help with financial planning, particularly for those who are caring for a partner. Now, the second of the four changes I wanted to discuss is the introduction of pension super funds. Now, these seek to consolidate pension schemes for higher returns, and they're designed to benefit members through enhanced investment strategies and retirement planning. Now, pension super funds, what they do is they consolidate defined benefit pension schemes. Now, defined benefit schemes pay a promised pension based on factors such as your salary and the length of service you've had. And a sponsor, which is usually your employer, guarantees that the promised pensions are paid. But when a scheme transfers to a super fund, the employer no longer guarantees the pension payments. Instead, the super fund who take over use what they have in their capital buffers or the assets they have in reserve to provide this security. And if the scheme struggles to pay pensions in the future, the capital buffer can be used. Now, this might come from investors looking for profit or payments from employers who just want to end their guarantee or existing surplus funds within some of the other pension schemes. So the key benefits of super funds are pensioners ultimately benefiting from the enhanced security of their pension. Also, a bigger pot opens up better returns and lower costs for the people running the pension. Less risk for the original employer, who can pass the fund on to somebody else. And it's one less thing for them to worry about in what can be a difficult trading environment for a lot of companies at the moment. The current government also have talked about encouraging super funds to invest more of the pension pots into UK companies in an aim to grow the wider British economy. The third major change I wanted to talk about relates to auto-enrolment. Now, the government plans to implement significant changes to enhance pension savings, particularly amongst younger workers, and soon the age limit for auto-enrolment will be lowered from 21 to 18. Now, this will allow younger employees to start building their pensions earlier in their life. And additionally, the earnings cap on contributions will be removed, and this will enable all workers, regardless of their income level, to contribute to pension funds. And this adjustment aims to boost overall pension savings and encourage even those on very low earnings to start saving for their retirement. Now, these changes are designed to promote long-term financial security, particularly giving younger workers the chance to accumulate more savings over time and benefit from the power of compounding. So by beginning pension contributions earlier and eliminating these income barriers, I personally hope more individuals will create a better pension and a better safety net for their futures. So lastly, we come to the pensions dashboard, and I personally love this initiative. So the introduction of the pensions dashboard signifies a major step forward in enhancing our financial planning and awareness of what our pensions are. The tool will enable us to view all our pension savings in one centralized location, providing a clear overview of all of our retirement funds. And with the pension dashboard, we can easily access details about our state pension, our private pensions, maybe workplace pensions, and any other retirement savings that we may have paid into over the years. So this single view will simplify tracking and management of our pensions and help us to plan for a more secure retirement. So no more hunting through that paperwork and scribbling numbers on the back of your annual pension statements. Also, this tool will help raise awareness regarding pensions and will encourage more individuals to actually start saving and routinely have a look at where they are with their pension plans. So what's happening and when will it be here? Well, the Pensions Dashboard Programme, or the PDP, have recently outlined their efforts in making the pension dashboards a reality. The PDP is tasked with actually delivering the technical solution necessary for these dashboards. They'll be setting up the connections between the different pension provider schemes and the dashboard. So they've already started connecting the first volunteer participants to the dashboard and started testing of the live service. They've also confirmed that we'll all be using the GovOne login, which will serve as the way that we actually access this, which will make it a lot easier for everyone who already uses the same login. And in October 2024, the DWP issued a written statement reaffirming the government's commitment to the pensions dashboard, and they actually acknowledged the progress made by the PDP. The Minister for Pensions announced that the Money Helper dashboard, which is a precursor to the main commercial dashboards, will be available first. And the idea behind this is that they'll gain better insights into how we all use the system and how they run security and making sure everything works as it should. So far, PDP has been working with a group of 20 volunteer participants, and these include pension providers, pension schemes, third-party administrators, and also an ISP, which is an integrated service provider. And these develop direct links to connect our pensions information with the dashboard. As scheduled back in August 2024, the first volunteers began their connection efforts, and they did that in a phased approach. 8 organisations have started to connect to the platform, and the first 2 volunteer pension funds have actually successfully attached and completed their testing. So the initial group of these pension providers and schemes, they anticipate will be prepared for integration into the ecosystem by April 2025, with a requirement actually for all relevant providers and schemes to complete their connections by October 31st, 2026. Now, the Money Helper dashboard is actually being developed by the Money and Pension Service, or MAPS. This will be made available to the public well before these commercial dashboards do become available. So it's going to be a really interesting year ahead for those who are already retired, and a busy year if, like me, you're actually planning to retire pretty soon. So don't forget to follow me on my journey by subscribing, and I'll see you on the next one. Cheers, everyone.